My, 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 what's all that noise, pet? Even through your gag and hood, I could still hear your muffled cries all the way upstairs. I was barely gone, what, 5, 10 minutes? Though it must have felt like hours. The beauty of your situation, my little toy. You just don't know how much time has gone. You're just there, in the basement, tied up, dripping, dumb. Just how I like you. My toy. My pet. My little gooner. It's exactly how it should be. Always. Now, how's that cock of yours looking? Oh, it's throbbing. What a beautiful colour. Almost purple. Those metal rings holding it upright are certainly doing the job. I wonder how it feels, having that tight metal around the base of your cock and around your balls. Keeping you hard. Keeping you throbbing constantly. Tell me, pet, does it hurt when I do this? Start running my hand up and down. Or does it still feel nice, pet? See? I'm not cruel all of the time, am I? This, stroking your cock, isn't cruel. Making you feel pleasure like this isn't cruel. And you know this is what's best for you, pet. How this will turn you into the good boy you want to be. Being edged. Being denied. It keeps you obedient. Dumb. Because you know why you're here, don't you? Chained up like a dog. Restricted. Gagged. Left for goodness knows how long. You know what you did. And you know it was bad. And that's why you're being punished. You're going to think twice about disobeying me, aren't you? I still can't believe you did it. That you would put yourself before me. Have you forgotten? Let me remind you, shall I? There we were, in the middle of a very heated session. And I was sat firmly on your face. Or on my throne, as I call it. We'd been there for a while. I'd come quite a lot, hadn't I? Your face was absolutely covered in my juices, dripping down your chin. And I was getting so close to having yet another earth-shattering orgasm, with your tongue deep inside my pussy. And then you did it. You threw me off. Just because you couldn't breathe. How utterly pathetic you are. I give you the privilege of being under me. The privilege of licking and sucking my delicious wet, hot pussy. And the second, the minute it gets a little bit intense, it gets too much for you. You panic like a weak little dog. Do you really think your comfort matters here? Well, I can't hear you. Oh, those muffled sounds you make are delicious. I love hearing them through your gag. But I think it's time for me to see the state my little pet has got himself into. Oh, what was that moan for? Was it because I stopped touching your cock? Were you getting close? I know. I know, toy. I see the way you try to buck your hips. The way your whole body starts to shake. How your moans increase. You try and hide it from me. But I can always tell. And as you know, pet, coming is forbidden. It's not allowed for dumb little toys like you. Being denied keeps you focused, keeps you useful, keeps you mine. When you're aching, needy, dumb with it, that's when you're pretty much perfect. Thinking too much is dangerous for toys like you. Who knows? You might start getting ideas. But you don't need ideas, do you? You just need rules, structure, my voice, me. And that ache reminds you who you belong to. Now let's take a look at you. Oh, I do like seeing your face when you're like this. Eyes all wide and helpless. The brink of an orgasm being taken away from you again. And the drool around your gag. You know, you're so pretty when you're dumbed down like this. Aren't you, toy? My perfect little pet, barely human anymore. Just something to play with when I'm bored. Are your restraints tight enough? Ankles to the floor, hands behind your back. Cock forced to be upright. It doesn't look very comfortable. Good. Do you want me to touch your cock again? Stroke it. Grip it. Just once more. Yeah. Well, I decide that. Not you. Ah. You're so conflicted, aren't you, Bert? You know you're not going to get the release. But you love this attention. Is it painful, my pet? When I squeeze it? When I pump it? Good. I want you to ache when I touch you like this. When I run my fingers up and down. When I drag my pretty nails over your cock. And when I squeeze it nice and hard. You'll take this ache. You'll beg for more. And you'll be grateful for the chance to suffer for me. And I'll get you closer and closer and closer. And every time you think you're going to come, when you're right on that edge, I'll slow down. I'll stop. And then I'll start again. Do you understand, pet? Good. Now, the reason I came down here. I have something for you. Something that I think will help your training. My panties. Fresh, warm, wet, and... smells oh so good. They're very wet, actually. Because the reason I was gone for so long was... Well, let's just say my vibe doesn't throw me off when it gets too much. Oh, close again. Oh well. Let's take that gag off so you can properly thank me for your present. Ugh, so slobbery, pet. All this drool. Messy little thing you are. It's all down your chin. Have some dignity. Oh, wait, pet. That's right. You gave that up, didn't you? Along with everything else. in order to be a good little toy for me. Tongue out. Open. All the way out. I'm going to run that wet patch over your tongue. That's it. Nice and wide. Yes. Those panties. The ones I just came multiple times in. Soaked through with heat and power that you couldn't handle. You're going to learn, pet. From now on, these are your gag during the day. Just like this. Stuffed into your mouth. Every morning, I'll press them between your lips, tie them tight, and leave you with nothing but my scent to taste. Because they taste good, don't they? Nod for me, pet. Uh-huh. See? It's not so bad, is it? Panties stuffed into your mouth whilst I stroke your cock again. More edges. More gooning. More pleasure for my little toy. You think that this is just about denial, don't you? About teasing you until you're shaking and mindless. Until you're dumb. Oh, pet. Pet, pet, pet. It's so much more than that. So much more. It's training. Conditioning. Ownership. It's what's best for you. It's what you need. Because in time, you're going to associate every bit of pleasure with me. Uh-huh. My voice. My scent. Even the sound of my heels walking across the floor. That's going to make you hard. Make you throb. Make you twitch. And every time your cock twitches, it will be because I let it. And you want to know the best part of this new little routine, pet. Because it's not just the day. No. You belong to me 24/7. And at night, well then you get the panties I have worn all day long. I'll take them off right in front of you. Show you what you're missing. That gorgeous pussy and ass of mine. Before we put you in your evening position. Those wet, hot panties we've pushed up against your nose. So you can breathe me in all night long. So you can inhale me. So you can embrace my scent. And then, pet. This is the best part. The hood will go back on. You'll be locked back into darkness. Sensory deprivation apart from one little thing. My scent. You'll crave it eventually. The flavour, the confinement, the shame of it. And I think it's working well already. Your cock is leaking. Little pathetic drips as I pump, as I edge, as I goon you. Are you that excited about your new little routine, pet? Having my panties shoved into your mouth as my hands edge you, as you throb for me. Oh, dumb toys learn quickly. Don't they? You know, it's quite funny, actually. There used to be a day that you resisted this. Way back then. When I used to let you come. When I used to let you fuck me. But now? Now that you're restricted, bound, gooned, edged, well, you're much better this way. And you know that orgasms are for good boys. And we both know that you're not there yet. Isn't that right, Toy? You're not the person you used to be. You're not a man anymore. You're a pet. A toy. A dumb little dog. Mine. And the sooner you stop fighting, like throwing me off your face, because those little jolts of resistance, the eye flicks, the shifting, the breath you hold like you're still in control, the sooner you drop all of that, the happier you'll be. Because your body belongs to me. And do you really think those tiny acts mean anything? They don't make you strong. They don't make me like you. They just make me have to train you harder. And I will, Toy. And I am. How many edges have I inflicted on you today? Not enough, I feel. But my poor arm, pumping your pathetic cock up and down. No, that won't do. I won't injure myself for your pleasure. My wrist is starting to ache, and I'm not about to give myself a repetitive strain injury just because you're so desperate. You think your pleasure is worth that? Please. I'll ruin your mind, not my joints. But I'm not done with you, so let me get out my favourite toy. Where did I put it? Shh. Hey! What's with all that noise again? It's only your fleshlight. And don't spit those panties out. Open. Wide. Back in. Shut. I know why. Ah, interesting. You remember the last time I used this on you, don't you? Aw, was it really that bad, pet? I didn't mean to leave it on for so long. On that really annoying setting I programmed. The one that pulsated, then stopped right when you thought you were close, and then started again. Slower, meaner, edging you all night long. You've got to admit, it was rather amusing. No? You don't think so? As I slide this pussy onto your cock? This fake slippery pussy that you had a whole night of pleasure with. Well, I thought it was. And luckily for me, you don't get a say. I like this toy. Because then it means my hands are free for me to do other things. Like another present for you. This time, my socks. Fresh from my run. More of me. More of my scent. And these socks are being pressed against your nose while the machine does its thing. Whilst it whirs. Edges, squeezes. Breathe me in, pet. Breathe me in. That's it, toy. Nice. Deep breaths. Huff, huff, huff. This is a good look for you. My wet panties in your mouth. Socks against your nose. One against each nostril. And my favourite toy edging your cock. And the best part of all of this? You can't move. Not a single inch. You're trapped. I could do anything I wanted to you right now. And you couldn't do a thing. You just have to take it. But remember, no coming. Because if I see you orgasm, if I even think you're about to spill without my permission, the next punishment will be so much worse for you. There will be no begging, no excuses, no second chances, just punishment. Brutal, immediate, and long. You think all night was bad, huh? Do you really want it worse than that? Longer than you've experienced so far? So go ahead, ride that edge. Shake, sob, cry, moan. But if you go over, I will ruin you, pet. And I know you're conflicted. You want to be a good boy for me, you really do. You want to obey, to make me proud. But your body wants release. It's begging for it, isn't it? But a good boy holds it. A good boy takes the ache. A good boy knows his orgasm doesn't belong to him, it belongs to me. And you'll learn that, toy. I'm going to speed this up. See how many more times we can fit into this session. It's dangerous though, isn't it, darling? Because you're already so close. And those socks press tight against your nose. Keep breathing me in. All that heat and power wrapped into every thread. Soaked in the parts of me you're not even allowed to touch anymore. This is all you get. My socks. My panties. And maybe if you're good, maybe I'll edge you with my soles. There's something to look forward to, isn't it, pet? Just look at what you've become. Dumb, needy, desperate. But you need this. This horrible little routine. Punishments. It keeps you obedient. Because when you're like this, when your brain is all melted, your cock twitching and your eyes rolling back in your head, you're harmless, easy to manage. And let's be honest, pet, you're not meant for anything else, are you? Animals like you, dogs like you, don't need thoughts. Pets don't need opinions. They just need rules, routines, a hand to pet them when they behave, and firm correction when they don't. This is why you're in this position, toy. You didn't behave, and this is what you get. And that is why coming is forbidden. It's dangerous for toys like you. It clears your head too much. Suddenly you're thinking these big, big ideas. And we can't have that, can we? No. No, no, no. Those are the rules. Good boys stay gooned. They stay needy, leaky, empty-headed. Not because it's cruel, but because it's right, isn't it? Nod for me. With what little consciousness you have left, nod for me, pet. Oh, you're so dumb right now. Drooling. You look exhausted. Are you? Are you exhausted of being edged over and over again? Oh, I would almost feel sorry for you if you hadn't thrown me off. You'll think twice next time, won't you? I'm not done with you yet, toy. I've got a whole weekend planned of just edging and gooning you all day and night. Because you are going to associate pleasure with the scent and taste of my panties, of my socks, of me. It's already happening. Now, as much as I love seeing my drooling little pet, and as much as I love giving you all of this attention, I think it's time to put the hood back on so you can taste, smell, enjoy me as you continue being edged, gooned, as you continue associating the scent and smell of me with pleasure. Oh, you're such a fun, dumb little toy, aren't you? Now stay still. Oh, wait. You can't move. I can just slip this on over your head. And there you are. Back in darkness. How does that feel? Huh? I can't understand you through my panties. I bet you said it feels good, didn't you? Because you know better than to say otherwise. Now have fun, pet. I'm going to leave you here for 5-10 minutes. Who knows when I'll be back? And if there's even a drop of cum in that fleshlight, there'll be trouble. Be good, pet. Be good.